I'm not one for public speaking, so bear with me. I just wanted to begin by saying Happy Mother's Day. Mom, you're the most wonderful person I know. Words cannot describe how much you mean to me. I know that if it wasn't for all your love, care, guidance, and support, I would not be standing here today. Thanks, Mom. I love you. And I know all of my classmates can say the same about their mothers. You dropped us off here 4 years ago, and look at us now. Can you believe it? Look at this fine group of Hampton City gentlemen. Without you, we wouldn't be here with our diplomas right now, and I hope we have all made you extremely proud. Again, Happy Mother's Day. Let's give them a round of applause. Gentlemen of Hampton City, you know, though I stand before you, I still can't believe that these 4 years have come and gone. I have to say, and I hope all of you can say the same, that these 4 years have been the best of my life. Coming to Hampton City has been the best decision I have ever made, even if it isn't co-ed. 5 years ago, I couldn't have imagined attending college at a place like this. And as I stand before you today, now, I can't imagine attending college anywhere else. Hampton City College is truly a remarkable place. And I don't think any words of mine can fully describe how truly great and wonderful this place really is. What's so special about it here, it's not just the academics. It's about the community. It's about the people you meet here. For one, it's about the faculty and staff and the professors here. I swear, some of the most brilliant, interesting, remarkable, and greatest people I have ever had the pleasure of meeting are sitting in this front row right here. Your dedication to teaching us and helping us succeed is truly amazing and inspiring. At other schools, the students might just be another face in the lecture hall, but here at Hampton City, you see a student and you see potential and you see a cause well worth investing your time and efforts into. And for all your dedication, care, and support, we owe you our futures and our success. And for that, we are eternally grateful. You are what truly make this college great. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Let's give them all a round of applause, everybody. Also, when it comes to the people you meet here at Hampton City, it's also about your brothers. As I look into this crowd, I can't help but smile because all I see are my friends. All I see are my brothers. The people I have met here, these Hampton City gentlemen, are of all characters that come from all walks of life. I have to tell you what, they're some of the best people I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. In fact, my best friends, the best friends I've ever had, are sitting right there in those rows right now. This brotherhood, this camaraderie we have here is truly something special, because since I've been here, never have I been torn down, but only have I ever been built up. No one at any other school would understand this, but we do. And I hope that all of you can say the same, but I am most certainly the better for it. Without this brotherhood, and without you, my friends, there would be a lesser man standing before you today. If I were still permitted to bring champagne on stage, I would raise a glass to each and every one of you and give you one final toast and wish you luck. Because, believe it or not, this will be the last time that all of us will be in the same place together. For tomorrow, gentlemen, we leave this place and we enter the real world. And gentlemen, I will not lie to you, but the road up ahead will be long and difficult. But what is this word difficult to Hampton City man? To be honest, the only proper use I could come up with was that it was a good punchline for a joke. No, the word difficult is not in our vocabulary. We are Hampton Sydney men. We only meet hardship with a smile on our face and a firm handshake. And I'll be damned, gentlemen, if anyone else tries to tell us otherwise. Looking out to this crowd, I have never been more proud to be associated with such a finer gathering of great men such as yourselves, because I see excellence in every single one of you. I don't mean to be corny, but we few, we happy few, we band of brothers, we will change the world, gentlemen. I can assure you of that. Now, as I come to a close, I would like to give you gentlemen a charge. I'm a simple man, so this will be a simple charge. When you leave this place, I urge you, pursue your goals and dreams and strive for success. But whatever you find yourself doing years from now, I urge you to always do your best. Because the measure of man should not be just by what he has accomplished, but it should also be measured by what conviction, what heart, and what courage he uses to accomplish it. General George S. Patton said, "If a man does his best, what else is there?" I assure you, gentlemen, that if you do your best, you most certainly won't be disappointed. Lastly, I urge you, and wherever you find yourselves years from now, whatever you're doing, most importantly, you need to find happiness. This life we live, this world we live in, it's all too chaotic for us not to find a corner of peace and happiness for ourselves. For after all, happiness is the greatest thing a man can achieve. With that, ladies and gentlemen, Hampton Sydney College, my friends, this has been a great 4 years, and I would like to say that it has been an immense honor and a privilege knowing every single one of you. Now, with that, I would like to say goodbye, good luck, and I hope to see you all again down the road someday. Thank you very much.